We start with motorsport, and Daniel Ricciardo has won the Chinese Formula One Grand Prix. A tactical masterstroke by Ricciardo's Red Bull team, sending him and teammate Max Verstappen to the pits for fresh tyres after an accident between two other drivers, spurred the Australians' triumph. Regular finishers on the podium, Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel, finished 4th and 8th respectively. It's Ricciardo's first race win since the Grand Prix in Azerbaijan last June. To football, and the A-League regular season is finally complete. A final round defeat to Adelaide has cost the Western Sydney Wanderers the last spot in the final series. Their loss is Brisbane Roar's gain. They will play Melbourne City in one elimination final on Friday, while Melbourne Victory will host Adelaide United in the other next Sunday. Having the first week of the finals off will be second-placed Newcastle and Premiers Sydney FC. Sydney have finished 14 points clear of their nearest competitor in first place. Coach Graham Arnold says that's quite an achievement, and he feels accordingly.
It's always nice to be rewarded. I've always held a lot of value on the Premiership. it's the most consistent team over 27 rounds, and a great feat by the players, the staff, with a great winning mentality. So it's I'm very, very proud of them.
But it's not only men's football that's seen important action this past weekend. Australia's women's footballers have qualified for next year's World Cup in France. They're currently competing in the Asian Cup, being held in Jordan. The four teams who make the semi-finals of that tournament take Asia's quota of four spots at the World Cup. And an 86th-minute goal by Sam Kerr ensured a 1-1 draw against Japan, which in turn assured the Matildas made those semi-finals. Matildas defender Alana Kennedy says coming from behind to draw the game made for a topsy-turvy experience emotionally.
It's crazy the emotions that you go through. We went from, being okay with the score and then under a bit of pressure and a bit frustrated with the goal to being on top of the world.
In the AFL, there are no undefeated teams left after four rounds of the season, after Essendon defeated Port Adelaide, who were the last unbeaten team left. Six teams have three wins and one loss from their four games. At the other end of the standings, the Brisbane Lions and Carlton have zero wins from their four games, after two very grim performances indeed. Carlton travelled down to Tasmania to play North Melbourne and emerged back across Bass Strait in last place on the ladder after being thrashed 116 points to 30. The Lions played defending champions Richmond in Melbourne and somehow managed to do even worse, kicking only two goals as the Tigers beat them by 93 points. Collingwood had a more pleasant experience in round four, with up to eight frontline players unable to play and an interstate trip to play one of the best teams in the league, Adelaide, on the schedule. It wasn't expected that the Magpies would do very well. But they dominated the game at the Adelaide Oval, winning by eight goals. Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley says this win was more important than the average triumph.
We've never minded travelling. But it was a significant performance for us because it's getting some belief about the way you play is an important part of taking the next steps. And you know, this is only one game, but it was an important game for us to get right.
And in rugby league, the St George Illawarra Dragons are still undefeated after six rounds of the National Rugby League season. They have six wins from six matches after defeating arch rivals the Cronulla Sharks 40 points to 20. Coach Paul McGregor says the nature of the victory was pleasing, not just the fact that his team won.
Yeah, it's a nice way to win at home, I suppose, by that scoreline. It's pleasing at times we're winning back momentum during the game when we lose it. That's probably the most pleasing thing to come out tonight, and no injuries. Certainly they were down a few troops during the game. It made it hard for them. But at stages we had to find something, and we did.
The Dragons, the New Zealand Warriors, the Penrith Panthers and the West Tigers are the four standout teams after 6 weeks of the season, each with one loss or fewer after six games. At the other end of the scale, the Parramatta Eels, one of the teams that many people thought would do very well in 2018 before the season began, are in last place on the ladder. They've played six matches and lost all of them. Their latest calamity, an 18 points to 2 defeat to the Canberra Raiders this past weekend. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.